This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Congress has 2 weeks to act to avoid a government shutdown. Republicans want to use a continuing resolution to fund the government through mid-November. It will include an extra $58 million for security for the judicial and executive branches and $30 million for members of Congress to use on security when they're back home. Republican Representative Jeff Crank says it needs to be done.
We can't break the bank on it, but we've got to do better than what we're doing. We've got to enhance security.
Crank thinks the proposal should have bipartisan support, but his party has not negotiated with Democrats on it. While the House can pass the short-term measure along party lines, Senate Republicans will need support from Democrats to get it through. Parents at Evergreen High School raised concerns about the lack of security on campus less than 24 hours before a student opened fire there last week. CPR's Haley May reports.
Parent Teacher Student Association President Cindy Majika says the night before the shooting, the principal explained why the school still did not have a full-time student resource officer despite the assigned deputy being on medical leave for nearly a year.
The reasoning that she was given is that the board has deprioritized the Mountain community of funding for SROs because they consider us to be less crime and less probability of incident.
The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office decides which of their 14 SROs go to what schools. CPR News has requested the communication sent to principals of both Evergreen Middle and High Schools explaining the availability of the officers. Haley May, CPR News.
Come to CPR.org for ongoing coverage of that investigation into the Evergreen school shooting. Also online, as a federal vaccine panel meets this week, find out what you need to know from CPR News and KRCC.